USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI and federal prosecutors say they are charging at least 50 people in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States.
We have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents knew their kids were cheating on the SATs and ACT entrance scores, and sometimes false sports credentials are being created as well. Some of the schools involved include Yale, Georgetown, USC, and Wake Forest. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Some Republicans are expected to join Democrats in rejecting the president's order. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A key congressional Democrat is backing the House Speaker's calls to back off on impeachment. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is siding with Nancy Pelosi, who said on Monday that Democrats should not pursue impeachment unless there's overwhelming and bipartisan support for doing so. She spoke to the Washington Post, riling some liberals in the House Democratic Caucus when she did. But Schiff says on Tuesday, quote, "I think the Speaker is absolutely right." He said pursuing impeachment without bipartisan political support would be doomed to failure and would be more divisive in already divisive of times.
During a House hearing today, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can once again trust the banking giant.
The past few years have reinforced to us that our company does well by doing right. And doing right does not stop with simply repairing harm and rebuilding trust. We have more work to do.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Capitalism these days seems to be getting a bad rap from some folks, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democratic congresswoman who's openly pushing for socialism. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Nathan Latka. He's principal of Latka Capital and also author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. And he believes all these people wanting socialism, they have it all wrong.
It is very scary, people my age, that think that they know how to create jobs because they were a bartender at a bar. What's way more powerful is to put all your money you've earned your whole life on the line to launch the bar in the first place to create the job for this person. Now, obviously, I'm talking about Mrs. AOC herself. It's, you know, I'd love if she's created any kind of job in her life. It'd make her point of views way more interesting instead of just attacking business owners. I mean, you could look at a guy like Jeff Bezos. We should be kissing Jeff Bezos' feet, because imagine if the U.S. was not a capitalistic society. He may have said, you know what, I want to go build this business in a country that rewards my hard work and success. And the problem with a lot of people that you might find at a Bernie rally that I've spoken with is, you know, they go home, they work their 9-to-5, they go home, and they watch Netflix for 3 hours, right? It's like they just, you know, they should change that for a little bit of hustle and ambition. I mean, what we should be giving out instead of free tuition is ambition. And if we did more of that, you'd see more people working hard, hustling, and building financially independent lives for themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.